Yeah, so as I mentioned before, with us here in the studio at the small white tent at Noisy Square, with these two guys who set up a printer and a bath with some bubbling acid, and apparently they're spoofing fingerprints with that. Could you tell us a bit more about that?
Well, sure. This is Ben and Dexter from SR Labs in Berlin, and we are here with a laser printer, and the bubbling acid is iron 3 chloride, with which we are etching PCBs to make 3D spoof fingerprints that so far have been able to break every fingerprint sensor we've encountered, so the ones that are installed on ThinkPads, for example.
So in effect, how does that work? You get a little PCB and you hold that in front of the scanner? Or?
No, you take one step farther from the PCB and put some wood glue and graphite on it, and you get, like you used to make in elementary school, an imprint of your fingerprint. And that works just as well as your actual real fingerprint, kind of making the security completely pointless.
Pretty much. Do you have any practical applications for this which are not too shady to talk about on the public radio?
I think the main application for this is to show people how dangerous it is to use a fingerprint as a replacement for a password. A fingerprint, you leave it everywhere on almost all flat surfaces, and as you wouldn't do that with a password. You don't leave your password anywhere, but with your fingers you do, and so it's not a replacement for a cryptographic key or password. And so we want to...
It's a critique on biometric authentication, no?
That's exactly right. If your password is lost or compromised, then you can change it. But that you can only change the fingerprint you use to log into your computer up to 9 times.
Yeah.
19 if you include your toes.
Rather painful.
Right. So it's kind of a critique of biometric security in general, because it is totally spoofable and it's basically public knowledge. You can actually take a photograph of someone's fingerprint from up to 10 meters away and recreate it.
And does this critique also extend to other forms of biometric authentication, like iris scans or...?
Those are actually also possible to spoof. We don't have those at the camp.
Okay.
We haven't worked with those much, but our general idea is that biometrics are spoofable.
All right. And as for your setup here, can people just walk in and make their own copy of their or their beloved one's fingerprints?
With a short warning that it takes a while to make your own fingerprint because it involves editing it in Photoshop for about an hour and a half. So if you wanted, you could come by with a complete copy of your fingerprint, or you can come by and figure out how to take your fingerprint from a latent print, mm-hmm. and then skip the step of Photoshop and use my fingerprint as your template, which I am giving out freely.
Didn't the CCC a while ago take the fingerprints of some minister?
That's exactly right. That's our friend Starbug, who was involved in that, and other members of the CCC.
He's basically a source of the idea, I think.
All right.
He did many of the search for. Yeah.
Any chance we can get a print of that one?
Sorry?
Any chance we can get a print of that one?
You know what? I think we might just have it.
Perfect. Excellent. Thank you very much. And if people are interested in this and listening to the radio, come to the small tent here at Noisy Square. And
Right, we'll be here for a little while longer today and tomorrow from 2 to 6 and on Saturday from 12 to 3:45.
Perfect. All right. Well, it's good to have you guys here. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.